Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 7th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Mavambo Kusile Don leader Simba Makoni says only a grand coalition of political parties can unseat President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF in the 2018 national elections.
The grand coalition is not just about political parties and political leaders. It is about mobilizing the totality of Zimbabwean leadership so that we can look at all the problems that are confronting us.
But MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says his party may boycott the 2018 general elections if the ZANU-PF government fails to implement electoral reforms ahead of the polls.
We will take a stand evaluating the conditions then and say, is it feasible for us to engage in such a futile exercise? Because what we want is for the people to have faith in the ballot.
And Zimbabweans hail South Africa's elections, the fifth following the end of white minority rule, as transparent and peaceful. Former Prime Minister and MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai says his party may boycott the 2018 general elections if the ZANU-PF government fails to implement electoral reforms to level the playing field. Mr. Tsvangirai tells Studio 7 Zimbabwe's elections will continue to be disputed in the absence of major electoral reforms. The former trade unionist is disputing the outcome of last year's elections that were overwhelmingly won by ZANU-PF and President Robert Mugabe, alleging that they were rigged.
But a faction of the MDC, led by former Secretary General Tendai Biti, says the party lost elections because of Mr. Tsvangirai's poor leadership qualities. But before Mr. Tsvangirai looks ahead to the next elections, he first has to focus on internal features in his party, in particular, the elective congress that has been moved from 2016 to October because of divisions. Addressing the succession debate currently causing rifts in his party, Mr. Tsvangirai tells VOA Studio 7 reporter for Zimbabwe, Blessing Zulu, that he will step down when the time comes.
But Zulu, if I have overwhelming support, why should I abandon the people? It's a contradiction to say people support you, but you should leave. Do you abandon people at the time when they need you most? Or you have to find a process whereby you hand over to the other leader at the appropriate time in a congress? That's what is done.
But has it crossed your mind to pass on the baton stick?
Look, I'm not immortal. I already have thought about what process will have to be involved. I know when I'm going to leave, but I'm not going to leave because people want to push you out, because people want to have a hostile takeover without the democratic considerations of the Congress. I think it will be like abandoning ship. And I'm not going to abandon ship because one person thinks that I should step down. And besides, I'm not going to abandon ship through letters, through statements, and through vile language.
But how free and fair is the party's road to the October Extraordinary Congress?
I want to assure you that everything will be done transparently, democratically, and I will personally supervise the process so that we don't have any residual complaints that may arise as it happened during the primary election.
There have been reports in Bulawayo province, for example, where we are told that some members want Mr. Gordon Moyo to be suspended. What is happening there?
First and foremost, Gordon Moyo is on leave, so how do you remove somebody on leave? Secondly, he was not at Mandela, so how do you associate him with the renewal group when he was not there? I find this ridiculous to associate me with the fact that I'm actually trying to undermine my own vice president. So the so-called suspension or intended suspension has no merit, and it's not strategic to do that kind of thing.
After your Congress, what is the MDC going to do to ensure a free and fair election come 2018?
We don't want a repeat of another rigged election again. And so there are demands for the implementation of reforms that we have been calling for. Information of the ballot, voting procedures, role of the military, NICUV, and all these we experienced during the last election. And also I must say that as far as we are concerned, we will take a stand evaluating the conditions then and say, is it feasible for us to engage in such a futile exercise? Because what we want is for the people to have faith in the ballot. And if we destroy that, then we have destroyed the basis of any democracy in the country.
What is the roadmap like? Because some of the issues were not solved when you were actually in government.
We'll be ensuring that we are dealing with these issues. At the moment, they are asking for names to the commissions, including the Electoral Commission, Human Rights Commission, Corruption Commission, but also to ensure that the voters' role is clean, to make sure that the media is opened up, to make sure that the military is not involved.
We have seen people like Samuel Sepakomo coming out and saying that rigging would only be 10% of the problem and 90% was our fault.
Everyone, including Mbuya Chaya Warikuchirezi, know that this election was rigged. That's why the comment by BT was negatively received throughout the country when he said, oh, ZANU-PF won the election because they had a good message. Sepakomo is part of that ilk, of that group, which wants to think that things went wrong because of leadership.
But in retrospect, is there anything you feel you could have done differently?
We never ran a very perfect campaign. We ran one of the most important campaigns, effective campaigns. I addressed 63 rallies during the campaign, and they were massively attended. No one in their right mind thought that we would lose this election.
What is your take on the Grand Coalition? We have heard from Professor Ngube saying that he does not want you.
Well, for me, I'll say I wish them well. I can tell you this is a group of failed politicians who are just motivated by Andy Sangrai's sentiment, not Andy Mugabe's sentiment. If you think that you can remove Mugabe by uniting small groups, then you are dreaming. 0 + 0 = 0. The best way forward is for these guys to swallow their pride and say, let's go and accept the call by President Tsvangirai for a bigger tent. Let's build one movement that is strong enough to provide challenge to ZANU-PF.
That was former Prime Minister and MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai on the line from Harare. Tune in tomorrow when we will give you the last part of Blessing's interview with Mr. Tsvangirai, this time focusing on the economy and the way forward for Zimbabwe.
Well, as I said in my address, the problem in Zimbabwe is not economic. It's political. I don't foresee any other solution. It's a political solution that is required first and foremost, leading up to confidence in the economy.